the empty cushions for one of you to come with a question. Question from practice, or a question that's important to you, that's arisen through your being. Please don't come with something you could easily Google. You know, the kinds of things that are inquiry questions. At any time, of course, the inquiry may come to a close. I can ring the bell, or you can also leave. And just a reminder about deep, very respectful listening, and that each of you is actually participating in the process through the listening. And just noticing, the practice is to notice the movements of the heart and mind. You'll also notice that there's a recorder here. If you want it turned off, please just say so. And similarly with Tovana, if you don't want your inquiry recorded and put on the website, completely fine. Just to sit for a couple of moments, and then we'll have our first inquiry. Yes, anybody? Welcome. You might need to turn it on.
Hi. So, I told you.
Yes.
I want to stay alive.
Yes, of course.
I have a 1-year-old and a 2-year-old.
Oh.
And I can't give up the role of the mother.
Of course not. You stay alive. You do everything you can. Everything you possibly can.
But I want it.
Yes, I know.
I don't. I said I want it.
Can you not hear me?
No, it's okay.
Put the mic closer up to your lips.
You hear me? Yes.
Okay, thank you. Let's start again then.
Okay, so I said I really want to stay alive.
Yes, of course.
And
of course.
Yes, but
this is not problematic.
No. Okay.
Each of us here wants to live. The body wants to live, of course.
But it's like I, and you know, I am important, and I'm the mother.
Yes.
Everything.
Yes. I completely and totally understand that the role of mother is very, very difficult to be steady with.
To let go.
To let go. Yes. It's the place where I get caught most often. The role of mother. Of course, we love our children and we want the best for them. And most of all, we don't want to be separated from them through death. So please say a little more.
I think the biggest problem is being afraid to die.
Yes.
The fear is the problem.
Yes. Say a little more about the fear and what you've understood, because clearly you've been having chemotherapy.
Yes.
And how long has the treatment been?
This Sunday was the 15th time and maybe the last one. We hope so.
Yes.
Cross your fingers.
Yes. We will all cross our fingers
Thank you.
For you. Look.
Wow, a lot of fingers.
Yes, yes. There's so much support for you.
Prayers, maybe?
Yes, anything.
So.
Okay. So you've been through a very difficult time.
I think a lot of anxiety comes with it. It's my second time. I'm not 40 yet. And it's and I find myself afraid a lot.
Yes.
And that it affects my being, you know.
Of course.
Less free. Mm.
So is the fear of death itself, or is the fear of the journey from here to death?
Not being with them. That's a fear, I think. Yes.
Yes. Of course.
And also, if they weren't alive, I think, the last time they weren't here, and I was afraid of you know, not being here myself.
Okay. So, can we face living and dying right now?
Exactly right now?
Exactly right now. Can we face death right now?
I don't know.
Let's try.
Okay.
What would it take for you to really face? Let's take death later. Let's take the fear now. We face the fear now. If you face fear right now, the fear of death, the fear of separation from the children,
it's easy in practice. Like in practice, I can, I don't know, maybe be with it. I can sit with it, I think.
Yes.
But in like life, it's harder.
Okay. Practice is called practice because we're practicing.
Okay.
Okay. So tell me how you face the fear right now in practice.
I feel it.
Yes. Where do you feel it?
Here.
Okay.
I'm trying not to fear from the, like, just to stay with it, like you said.
Beautiful. So you feel the feeling in the feeling is the Buddha's instruction. We really feel from inside the feeling.
Yes.
Just, okay. And when you do that, what happens?
I can see it changes.
Yes.
All the time.
Yes.
And it's not so terrible when you're all with me. Like it's easier.
We are all with you no matter what happens.
Yes. But it's very stubborn, the this it's like a wall.
Yes. It feels like a wall. Can you take a brick out of the wall? Can you put the wall down a little bit?
If putting the wall down a little bit means I'm going to die, so no.
I didn't say that.
We're
talking about the fear.
About the fear, okay.
We're putting the wall down. We're removing the barricade between you and the fear.
I think I can do it. I think I can do it.
I do too. Okay, so you really face the fear. When you face the fear, what are the thoughts and beliefs that are constructing it? Just name the things that are the fear.
Like growing up without a mother is like not fun.
Yes, that your children will grow up without you.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm important.
Of course.
Yeah. I can do something for it not to happen. I can try hard and then I won't die.
We can try very hard and then we actually don't know the time of death. We don't. None of us can know. If we have an illness, we can do absolutely everything possible to live, and then we just don't know. We reach that point of not knowing if we'll live or die.
Yes. No, I know that, but okay. I know that, but okay. Still,
and that's
I'm
not
like,
a problem.
It's not a problem, but I'm like, I don't know how to explain. It's like a big fight I have with life.
Ah, okay. So, I want to live. I'm doing everything I can. I want to live because my children need a mother, of course. And this is a very good reason to want to live and to do absolutely everything you can. It's understandable and totally, I think, just what you need to do. Okay, the body wants to live. Let's come to, we've explored the fear a tiny bit. You see the thoughts and beliefs that construct it. There are some things that we can't change. Yes, this is the hard bit. We cannot change our time of death. We never know when this will happen, each of us here. We cannot know. Not in control in that sense. So the fear is constructed with death might interrupt my plans for life.
Yes.
We have to have a sense of humor about this. Death might come along and interrupt the idea that we have of our life and how it should be.
Yes.
So this is the fear. You seem rather, if I might say, a bit comfortable with the fear. You know it well. Is that true?
It makes my life less free. So even I know it, I want
it's a
it.
Problem.
I want it to, yeah.
You want it gone.
It feels like a problem.
Okay.
Yes.
So we see how it's constructed. We see the thoughts and beliefs. We see that we can't do much about the particular belief that you have because we don't know.
Yes.
We can't know. We can't know. So we leave that for 1 minute. Now we come to facing death. Can you face death right now? What would it be to face death right now?
Right now?
Right now.
I would say go away.
Ah, okay.
Not today.
Yes. I'm not asking you to literally die today.
Thank you.
No problem. But what I'm asking you to do is to be with death right now. What is it to really face death right now?
I think I can't.
Ah. Ah. Could this be the fear? It's the view. I can't face death. Can you face life right now?
Yeah, yes.
Okay.
Better.
Better.
Yes.
Okay, let's start there. Face life right now, fully, totally. Face life.
Yes. Hi, life. Hello.
Yes? No problem.
No.
Okay. Face life now without clinging to anything. And not holding on to life, just being with life.
I think I can do that too.
Okay, so you can face life
without clinging. Like lighter.
Yes.
It's lighter.
You can face life without clinging. What happens to the self?
It becomes a little lighter, like something.
Okay. Yes, completely. The self becomes lighter. It fades. We can just be with life fully. We can meet life. We can live fully. The self fades. So when we face life fully, there's the death of the self. Okay? Again.
To try again?
Yeah, just face life fully. Do it.
You do it too.
Wonderful. You're wonderful. So, facing life, not clinging. Self, death of self. I not present. When we face life in this way, we face death. Then living and dying is not different.
I believe you.
Right there.
I believe.
You believe, but do you know for yourself? Because this is where the liberation is. The liberation is in living fully. And we live fully without clinging. And when we live fully without clinging, fear dies. The self ends. The I, me, and my, who wants to control, ends.
Yeah, I think I can feel it.
Yes.
Yes. Thank you.
Yes, yes. Oh, no, don't go yet.
Okay.
We're only partway there.
I'll stay.
You will?
Yeah.
Very good. Great courage. Great courage. So, when we live fully, without clinging, self ceases. It's so light. It's just not there. It fades. It dissolves. When self fades, what happens to the fear? It's gone. Fear ceases too. So the key is to be so with life. So totally with living now that every moment is extraordinary. You going to give it a go?
Yes.
Yeah.
I feel like I have no choice.
Exactly. None of us do. We yeah. just spend our life in delusion, not seeing this fact. That we cannot choose the time of our death, and the death is the death of everything we have ever known as self. We can, however, know the death of the self right here and now while living, rather than when we are ill with a disease and literally die. We can know the death of self now. And that is the key to facing death fearlessly. To live fully is to die to yesterday, it's to die to tomorrow, it's to die to our fears, it's to die to our memories, it's to die to the notion of continuity.
And when I'm like living fully and fear comes. And then
it's the shred of fear. Fear
to,
is
just see it.
Yeah. Fear is about tomorrow.
Yes.
So we die to tomorrow. We are steady, so in the present, so with life, without clinging. That because the fear is constructed with the thought of tomorrow. So we're letting go of all that's behind us. We're letting go of all that's in front of us. We're letting go of everything we are with. And the Buddha says when we do that, the heart is everywhere. Let go. When we do that, the heart is let go completely. And the next line of the verse is, we don't come again to birth and aging. So we are free, timeless, unbound. So this is the deathless teaching. We get a sense of that which isn't caught in yesterday or tomorrow. You know that, don't you?
I think so. Yes.
Yes.
I know that.
I see it in the courage. I see it in the bravery. We have within us this deep knowing. But if we spend life consumed by the fear, consumed by wanting something that is impossible, then we miss life. We miss the beauty. We miss the moments we can have. So please spend every moment you possibly can living fully and enjoy being with your beautiful children. I'm sure they're wonderful and I'm sure they adore you. Live every moment. Love every moment. And this is all we can do because we don't know when death will come.
Thank you, Anna.
And have a look around at all the support for you in the room. Look at that. Lots of love there.
Yes.
Lots of love to send you on your way. Lots of love to for you to take home to your children.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Really, thank you. Yes, anybody? Yes, come, I'm here.
Hello.
This is Amir.
Shifting the subject.
It's fine to shift the subject.
Okay. 2 months ago, I had a retreat with Zohar Lavi and Karen Arbel. The title of the retreat was Ha'itavut Ha'motnet.
Sorry? Dependent Arising.
Yes. Oh, okay. The path of liberation. Mm-hmm. And it was 8 days retreat. And I had the opportunity in this retreat to know something new in my life.
Yes.
And I will describe it in a few words. I was in a very deep peace. I was very awake, not awake Buddha, but not tired.
Yes.
I was and everything was beautiful. Everything I see was beautiful. Everything I thought was beautiful. Even when I thought about my the suffer of my patients.
Yes.
Even this was beautiful.
Yes.
It's crazy. But it's like this.
So there was beauty everywhere.
Everywhere. And I feel with a lot of I feel that my essence was love.
Yes.
So the cliché was not a cliché.
Okay, the cliché was real.
Yes.
You heard it here.
And I could very easily see what is wholesome and unwholesome.
Yes.
Because whenever it was wholesome, the state was stronger.
Yes.
And wherever something was unwholesome, the state was exactly as it's right in the books. And when it was good thought, it was raised. When it was bad thoughts, what was the most amazing, that there was no effort.
Okay, so you effortlessly saw that a wholesome thought leads to freedom and peace, and an unwholesome thought led to suffering.
Yes, this state of mind was constant for 3 days.
Yes.
From the moment I wake to the evening.
So there was such clarity of mind.
Yes.
You could see the thoughts and the result.
Yes, all the time. Very easily.
Wonderful. So this is focus. This is concentration. Samadhi, actually.
Yes, but without effort.
Yes, effortless, completely effortless.
And it stayed with me 2 weeks, two, three weeks after I went back home.
Yes.
And it was very powerful to my patients, to my life, to my neighbor.
Yes.
And slowly, slowly it's diminished. My heart closed and some things, my usual pattern, have come back. And I was very glad that you are coming.
Okay.
That there is a new retreat. What happened there, it's after 2 weeks, 2-3 weeks that it was stay with me, it's strange my fate. I have a very my fate was very strong.
Faith. Yeah. Thank you. Sorry. Go on. Your faith was very strong.
Yes. So I come here with this faith.
Oh.
Before coming here, I had in my mind the sentence that we can't cross the same river twice.
Ah. Yes, no need to cross the same river twice.
Yes.
Because you know the other shore. You got it? You cross the river in the last retreat.
Mm-hmm.
You cross to the river, to the shore of freedom. You saw really clearly a particular thought leads to suffering, another thought leads to sorrow and pain and anguish. So clearly, we know which thoughts to cultivate. And it's effortless and simple, and there's a wondrous sense of peace.
Yes.
You know that. It hasn't left you.
So, it's already 5 days here.
Yes.
And Obviously, my retreat is different from other retreats, but every retreat is different.
Yes.
I find more quickly samadhi, but it's not the same. And I take the word of Muli.
At the back here.
I'm disenchanted.
Yes.
Yes. And I have I search it where it is, mm-hmm. the state of mind, effortlessly happy. Be free. And I thought that really 16 years of practicing was worthwhile.
Yes.
But and here I make a lot of effort.
Yes.
I have a lot. Today I have a very difficult day.
Yes.
I have a lot of bad thought and anger. And I am disenchanted, and I have certain this. I am a little. I have a disappointment.
Okay.
And I wonder what is all about.
Okay.
16 years of practice.
Yes. Okay. I feel a bit of pressure to do something. Okay. So we have 16 years of practice. You had a wonderful retreat where you saw a new freedom for yourself. The experience came. The experience of the knowing of that and the retreat itself ends. Okay? The wisdom you take with you. What did you understand from that retreat? What did you actually understand?
I remember when it happened.
Yes.
It was the continuity of practice. So when I stand from the cushion,
yes,
I something's happened,
mm-hmm.
and I stay with it while I went out, mm-hmm. and then something happened.
Yeah. So the freedom continued, and there was beauty everywhere.
Yes.
Okay. So you went home from the retreat and your patients looked beautiful.
Everything was beautiful. Yes.
And then what do you think happened so that changed?
What
obscures the vision of the beauty?
Old pattern that raise up.
Yes. Yes. So it's simply the residue of the old pattern. It's like we see and know the truth. You knew in that retreat you were free. You knew there was freedom. There is freedom. You know it. Yes?
Temporary.
Yeah. It's temporary. It seems, it's not temporary, actually. It only seems to be temporary. And it seems to be temporary because of the way we're looking at it. Okay. We have this beautiful experience. It comes to an end because all experiences end, no matter how exquisite and beautiful they are. Sorry, folks. It's true. They come to an end. So experience ends. That experience ended. What was the knowing from the experience?
This is the main question for me. Is it something that happened and I must let him go for the wanting of the state of mind because everything changed all the time.
Yes. So the view, I want the experience back again, is exactly that which obscures the sense of freedom that you are wanting. You follow?
Yes.
So, could you let go of the view I wanted back. Because we know that we can't have past experiences back.
I let go, but...
But?
it's come from another place.
Yeah.
All the time.
Yes. So what happens is the old, the memory from the past, the old patterns from the past, the patterns of the construction of self, impose themselves upon consciousness. And you find yourself caught up like you used to be. You said, yes. Sometimes you're angry, sometimes you're disappointed. Okay? This is the residue of the past. This is the self. Can you let go of the view, yet maintain the wisdom from the experience, the knowing of freedom? Because you knew right then in that retreat that there really is freedom, didn't you?
Yes.
Staring you in the face. You couldn't miss it. It was everywhere. Everything you looked at was free.
And it was a beautiful present. I see.
Okay. Look now. Can you see the set? Yes.
What should I look?
Look and see the freedom. Look in the same way that you did before. Just look without clinging. Just look. Look at that. Oh, my heavens, look at that. Beauty everywhere. Can you see it?
Yes. I'm going to sit there in the face of the wall.
He wants to stay up here so he can see you all. Even the wall will be beautiful. Sorry, you need to put this up.
When I close my eyes,
yes,
something changes.
Okay.
I will try to take it with me, this view, this beautiful view.
Yes.
I will let you know tomorrow.
Okay, so we have shocked you back into freedom again.
Freedom shock therapy.
Yes, freedom shock therapy. Just be free right now. You see it. It's possible. Amazing, isn't it?
Yes, it's amazing.
Thank you. Really, thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, anybody? Yes, come. Welcome.
Thank you. Hi. Wow.
Yeah, have a look around.
Okay.
You need to put the microphone quite close to your mouth.
I'm a little bit shaking, so yes. I hope it will be okay.
Louder, closer.
No, I didn't say nothing yet. I'm sweaty. Okay, so at the beginning, mm-hmm. I was mad.
Yes, you told me.
Yeah, but I let it go.
Wonderful, good news.
No.
Oh! You want to stay mad?
It was terrible because then I had to listen to the voice in my head.
Yes.
And it told me stories mm-hmm. and fantasies about something that I want to happen.
Yes.
And it was very nice. I need to go home and maybe something very good might happen. And I didn't want to let it go. And when I let it go, I realized that I'm clinging.
Yes.
On my fears and also on my hopes.
Yes.
And I don't know who am I without them. Mm. I succeeded to let it go for 1 second and I felt very good, very light.
Yes.
But then I wanted it back because I don't know who am I without the fears, because the fears protect me from dangers that might come, and there are so many. And also the hope, it gives me drive to go on and to believe in people and to live. So I want to let it go, but I don't want to let it go. So,
okay. So in the little 1 second you had of feeling some kind of freedom or ease, I would like you to describe that very moment. Say again, what actually happened in the moment where you felt free, where you let go?
I was very strong. I realized how deeply strong am I?
Yes.
And I was very light.
Yes.
But then I was afraid.
Ah, okay. So there was a knowing of your own strength, but it came with this beautiful sense of lightness where you weren't actually grasping anything. There wasn't any struggle. There was a sense of lightness and ease. So this was your experience here. You went from being mad to fantasizing about leaving and what would be at home for you. You decided to stay, you let that go, and then you had this beautiful moment. Okay. And then what happened? The fear came.
He was very comfortable, the fear, because he protects me.
So, hope and fear are a duality. When we hope, we can be disappointed. So there's fear of disappointment. So both come together, you see?
Okay.
Is there a way of being steady with both hope and fear?
Steady is to be with them both, or steady is to let them both go?
Steady is to see hope when it's there, not to cling to it. It's to see fear when it's there without clinging to it. It's to be aware and to know a place within you, if you like, that's untouched by the hope and the fear, where you're not clinging to the hope and afraid of the fear.
No,
You don't,
because first I don't know how to do it.
I'm trying to explain.
No, I'm trying to understand.
Yes, thank you so much.
No, thank you.
To understand.
But I think I don't know how life will be without
your familiar friend fear.
Yes, but also without hope, because it's very comfortable to be with.
Yes, yes. The human heart, I think, loves to hope. And we also don't like fear. Yet when we're caught between the two, it's problematic. Because either way we struggle. So our practice is to be with life fully. Whether it's positive or negative, whether it's difficult or painful. And when we're younger and in the past, yes, we barricade our heart against the difficulties of the world. But then we reach a point, I think, where we see that there's a wiser way to be, where fear doesn't have to rule our life anymore. Agreed?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, yes. Because to live bound to fear, it's really painful, isn't it?
Yes, but.
Yes, but what?
But it's painful, but it's a good pain because it's also protecting from dangers that might come.
Yes, I understand that. And sometimes it's intelligent. The car's coming up the road about to run over us. We feel fear and we get out of the way. No problem. The problem emerges when we are imposing our fears upon situations where they are where fear is unrequired.
Yes.
And that's what we do. Our fears, we tend to fear all sorts of things where there is no danger whatsoever. And that is not comfortable. Because then our life becomes fear. Okay. Is my question to you, is there a way of living where you can be with all that happens? Have you had even a moment here, these last few days, where you can be with the pleasant and the unpleasant?
Yes.
Yes?
But.
No, no.
Okay, yes.
No buts. Yes. 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 Say yes.
Yes.
Okay. Have you had a moment where you can feel love and sorrow?
Yes, definitely.
Yes. So your heart can embrace joy and sorrow?
Yes.
Can you see success and failure?
Yes.
Okay. Can you see pleasure and pain?
Yes.
So can you also see hope and fear?
Yes. Thank you.
Just sitting together quietly. I'll just offer a short reflection. Living and dying is surely the most challenging duality that we as human beings face. When we really live fully, when we are really with life, as we discovered together here, the self ceases. So right there, it's living and dying. The question is, can we live consciously with the notion of death? But without being bound anywhere, the self looks for its own continuity. The me wants to continue through time. It's difficult for us to see and look from within this framework of self and know anything but fear. Because, of course, death is the end of all that we have ever known as self. So the key is to look in a more expansive way. We look with non-clinging mind. We look without demanding a continuity. And when we look in this way, we see that living and dying are not separate. To live fully is to die to ourselves, is to die to yesterday, is to die to the fear of tomorrow, is to die to the present, is to die to pleasure, to die to pain. When we begin to see in this way, there's enormous freedom with living fully. I had a client who was dying from a breast cancer, and she was very worried. Her fear was, I won't be able to die well. So we talked, and the story went on and on and on. We talked all about her past, and all of the things that had happened in her life in a rather lovely and therapeutic way. I would sit up in bed with her and we would talk together. She said, I'm really motivated now to know the Dharma. All my life I thought I'd come to a retreat, but now I want to know the Dharma. So she said, teach me the Dharma from beginning to end. So I tried. I said, okay, I'll teach you. So I went through the whole Dharma. And she said, well, yes, I understand that, but she still felt really stuck. She felt stuck. She wanted to live, but she wasn't really living fully. And so eventually I said to her, you know what? And this is quite shocking. I said, you're not dead yet. You haven't actually died yet. And she went, oh, really? Because her thoughts had all been about fear of the future and what might happen and how it would happen. And so I said, just live fully. She did. In those 2 weeks before her death, she had the most extraordinary revelation. She knew the divinity of life. She said, I have never felt such extraordinary joy. I feel part of the totality of everything. And she faced her death really fearlessly. She enjoyed every second she had with her daughter. So when we really face life fully, when we live fully, when we face life, we face death. The death is the death of our fear. With the second inquiry, there was the familiar kind of experience, really, of coming to a retreat and entering the depths of the retreat and really, really seeing and knowing the extraordinary freedom of heart that can occur. Beauty everywhere, not a problem anywhere. And this can continue after the retreat for some time. Then, of course, what happens is the sankharas, the old patterns, pop up their heads. And when we become caught in them, when we say, oh, this is me, here comes this again, and we don't let them go, because they're just like a shadow. They're just like the residue of the past. When we don't let them go, they obscure our freedom. The freedom didn't go anywhere. The freedom is. It was the formation of the self that tended to obscure the freedom. The residue of fear, the residue of a particular way of seeing, the wanting the previous experience back, and all of those thoughts that make up our problematic relationship to life. And sometimes if we just rest back into that freedom, we just come back to the knowing of the other shore. We've had the experience. We know what it is. We just sit in it again, and we saw it here for ourselves. I saw Amir go, oh, okay, I know it again. So we just sit, not clinging to anything. We come back to our deep knowing, and then we touch again the freedom. And then when our attachments arise again, we let them go. And we let go again and again and again. Until the heart is really free. This is our task. This is what we're doing on the Dharma path. We're loosening our attachments. And we're beginning to see really clearly the extraordinary freedom of heart that's possible. And with the third inquiry, there was a rather lovely exploration of fear and hope and how we can meet these dualities in life with steadiness rather than grasping at one or holding on to our fear through fear of being hurt. So our task is to be steady with success and failure, pleasure and pain, joy and sorrow, hope and fear, and life and death. This is our task as meditators, to really see and know for ourselves the end of clinging to any duality. So I really, really deeply appreciate all three inquiries. I appreciate the sincerity, the bravery, courage to come, and the exploration. And I appreciate, of course, each of you listening. So my gratitude. It's a joy to hear and see the extraordinary wisdom in this room. Thank you, each of you.